This is the Rich Eisen Show.
When you talk about Lamar Jackson, you're treading into unknown waters.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What if Lamar Jackson had shown up at this owner's meeting and was shaking hands and walked straight up to Arthur Blank in a hallway?
Today's guests, USC wide receiver Jordan Addison, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer, co-creator, writer, and actor from Ted Lasso, Brendan Hunt, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
Ah, yes. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show live on the Roku channel. I'm just pouring myself a cup of Joe into the Rich Eisen Show mug. You can get it at richeisenshop.com. That's the way we're starting the show. We're starting the show by selling. And we're also saying hello to you here on this Thursday, right before the Final Four weekend for both the men and women to try and cut down nets for championships. It's all coming up real fast. We got NBA playoff spots being clinched, NHL playoff spots up for grabs. Opening day in Major League Baseball happening today. We got a first pitch in Yankee Stadium coming up. You got Aaron Judge with his new fat contract, number 99 in your program, number one in your heart. He's taking the field against the Giants, who had their eye on Aaron Judge. Hands off! He's not yours. He's in pinstripes today for opening day of Major League Baseball today. Anthony Richardson is lacing him up right now at the University of Florida. He's going to wing it around for his pro day. Lots going on there. We have not just one, but two in-studio guests. In about 20 minutes' time, we welcome in easily the number one, I believe, wide receiver available in this year's draft, with all due respect to Jackson Smith and Jigba of the Ohio State. We have got Jordan Addison of USC, formerly Pittsburgh football, coming here on the Rich Eisen Show studio. So we've got an actual real live NFL prospect here. And then Albert Breer will join us. He's real and he's live. He's going to be joining us at fresh back from Arizona, the NFL owners meeting that went down there.
Lurking?
We're going to call him out for lurking. Lurking. He's Albert a lurker, Breer? That Albert Breer. He's a lurker.
All up in your business.
Who was he lurking the other day? He was lurking.
Was it LaFleur?
It was LaFleur. Yes. Yeah. He's a LaFleur lurker.
He was like peeking to see what he was
call
like
him out on that.
All up in this business.
And then hour number three, Coach Beard is here. Brendan Hunt, Beard, who plays Coach Beard in the stupendous Emmy Award winning Ted Lasso. He will be here in studio. That'll be fantastic.
We got Zava.
Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you?
Great to be seen. I'm great. Happy opening day,
Rich. DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts, is in his position. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, Rich.
Good to see you. TJ Jefferson, your T-shirt in advance of WrestleMania that we discussed at length yesterday with Cody Rhodes in studio, coming up this weekend in Los Angeles. Something you could see on Peacock right here on Roku. Your T-shirt today is what
do you got over there? It's me and Brock Lesnar. Oh. Yeah, not many people get pictures with Brock Lesnar. So this is me and Brock Lesnar after a UFC fight when Ronda Rousey won the main event in like 15 seconds.
What way to wear a T-shirt with yourself?
Why not?
I would call you out on it, but I'm talking into a microphone with my name on it because it's the show that named after me.
Trust me, yours is much cooler than
this T-shirt.
Bro.
It's okay.
And by the way, Rich, you spoke of a coffee mug. If Cody Rhodes pulls off this off Sunday night, and he post this picture like we talked about, which is two belts with the Rich Eisen mug, we better order some extras.
Belts or mugs?
Both.
Mugs. Okay, fantastic.
With the mugs in specific.
Let's roll, guys.
Let's do it.
I'm going to start this show in a way you don't think I'm going to start it. I'm going to start this show with Sharif Abdul-Rahim.
Okay.
Mike Bibby.
Hey.
Vitaly Potapenko.
Potapenko.
Remember him?
Yeah.
I do, actually.
Taking me down memory
lane. And at some point, somebody was calling him Potapenko or something like that.
Potapenko.
Well, come on.
Nobody knew.
He played for the Seas for a second.
Peja Stojakovic.
Peja? From deep.
Yeah. Look at Peja and Mike Bibby up there on the screen dialing up a play that Rick Adelman just dialed up in the huddle.
Rick Adelman.
For the team that finished fourth in the Pacific Division in the NBA of the 05-06 season. Why am I bringing them up? It's no because it was the last time the Sacramento Kings made the playoffs. 16 long years later, last night, the good once upon a time bell-ringing freak fans up there in Northern California, in Sacramento, California, home of Eight is Enough from back in the day. Bradford family ringing bells, causing Phil Jackson to turn around saying, will you knock it off? Oh, you Sacramento Kings nuts who I got to meet and know. And I had my station up there in Northern California, way north of them. In Redding, California, we're on every single day in the Redding Chico market. 16 long years to... Well, they don't open up many newspapers anymore, with all due respect to the Sacramento Bee. But if they do, and they snap open the newspapers, and they look at the standings, there's an X next to the name of the Sacramento Kings.
Wow.
Last night, in a 40-point beatdown of the rolled-up-in-a-fetal-position Portland Trailblazers. A 40-point win last night, along with other results, caused the Sacramento Kings, with De'Aaron Fox and the rest of that, you know, son of Arvidas, who's crushing it up there in Northern California. The Sacramento Kings clinched a playoff spot, ending the longest playoff season drought that was currently standing in all of North American sports. 16 years without tasting the playoffs. Back in the day, those 05-06 Kings got one and done by the San Antonio Spurs. Meta World Peace was on that team, I believe, at the time. Was he known as such then? Yes, he was.
Let's see.
Was he still Ron Artest? He's number 93 in your program. They got one and done by the Spurs, and now soon to be Hall of Famer Tony Parker and Greg Popovich, who eventually lost to the Dallas Mavericks, who eventually lost to now soon to be Hall of Famer Dwayne Wade in the Miami Heat. They got their lone non-LeBron championship with Dwayne Wade. It was Pat Riley's last championship as head coach, Shaquille O'Neal's last championship also as player. Going hitting that way back machine, and these Kings have caused us to do it. Congratulations. Their streak is over. So who's now on the clock? Well, yeah, we're going to talk hockey. The Buffalo Sabres are currently now on the clock. They have not made the playoffs in the since the 10-11 season. You can do the math. They're coming up on maybe 12 years themselves. And if they don't make it, that would be a problem. And right now it's a problem for them. They're currently 5 out. Of a playoff spot. 5 points out of a playoff spot, and they got others to leapfrog as well. It's not looking good. They've got 9 games to play, and interestingly enough, they're about to start a rookie goalie. Devon Levi, a 21-year-old who signed his contract with the Sabres. Wait for it. Just a week and a half ago. That's it. Because his Northeastern college team that he was dominant for between the pipes got eliminated, didn't make the NCAA tournament. He signed his 3-year entry contract on the spot. Now here he is starting for the Buffalo Sabres to try and make sure that they can get off the schneid as well. Well, let's just say that doesn't happen, with all due respect to the good fans in Western New York and the guy who's punching all the buttons for us right now, our coordinating producer, Mike Hoskins. Who would be on the clock? Longest playoff drought in North American sports currently. That would be the New York Jets.
Yay.
Yep.
And now you know, once again, a fresh reminder why they're going for broke with Aaron Rodgers right now. That's why they're doing this. That's why, well, that and that Zach Wilson in their attempt at finding their next franchise quarterback has seemingly fizzled after 2 years, and Aaron Rodgers' relationship with the Green Bay Packers is totally fizzled. But this is why they're doing it. And I know we're waiting. The two words that we've been saying for about a week plus now is still...
Sorry, folks.
Is still in effect. Sorry, folks, Aaron Rodgers is still not on the Jets. I can't wait for this meme to leave our existence on the Rich Eisen Show. Folks. Even though I love John Candy and, of course, Wally's World.
Seeing ghosts.
That's what I'm seeing of the last 12 years. As if I was just needing a reminder. Here I was feeling all nice, warm, and fuzzy for the good Kings faithful in Northern California. Mm-hmm. Here I was, and I'm like thinking to myself, well, who is on the clock for the longest playoff drought? It can't be the Jets, can it? And he started looking around. I looked around at the rest of the NBA. Nope. Nobody that's been missing it for 12 years wasn't right there. Right after. Nope. Major League Baseball. It's 8. Apparently the Detroit Tigers have the longest playoff drought right now. At 8. Consecutive seasons. Trying to make the playoffs this year.
They ain't going
to
make it this year.
And then I looked at hockey and I saw the Buffalo Sabres and I'm like, okay. Well, they're about to have 12, it looks like. It looks like. And if they do, then the Jets will have company if they miss it again. This is why the Jets are doing it. Just in case you need one more fresh reminder, what it's looked like for the last 10 years at the starting quarterback position of the New York Jets. There it is. There it is. A guy that could start for the San Francisco 49ers in week one. There's Sam Darnold. There's your comeback player of the year. The reason why Geno Smith is your comeback player of the year, normally reserved for somebody coming back from injury. Nope. He's just coming back from surviving the Jets. That's it. Once upon a time, second round pick. There it is. 12-18 in his 30 starts for the Jets. Fitz currently killing it on Amazon. There's your current quarterbacks coach in Carolina. Flacco went 1-8 in his 9 starts. It would have been 0-9. By the way,
if he hadn't have thrown that
Browns,
bomb,
if the Browns had not forgotten to cover Corey Davis up two touchdowns, with the Browns needing that win or having it already pretty much sealed on top of the elf, Mike White, Bryce Petty. This is why. I'm like, oh yeah, that's thank you, Kings, for putting the Jets back on the clock. This is why they're doing it. They're sick and tired of it. This is why Woody Johnson was sick and tired of everything else going on. This is why. So, congrats to the Kings. I made it about myself. Congratulations to you. And this is why the Jets want to get the hell off of this clock right now. Meanwhile, Anthony Richardson just strolled out there, QB15. I mean, to call him ripped. It's just, do you see what you're seeing? Do you see what's on the screen right there?
I know.
His white tees.
Well,
he's wearing,
over to MLB.
He's off camera right now.
All right.
He's wearing a Hercules-sized medium.
No way.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Will Levis was basically wearing a tank top at his.
No, so. I mean, this is what it's all about
might
now.
As well.
This is what it's all about now. And Jordan Addison is walking into our studio in a mere matter of moments from USC. And the question is what will everything look like atop the draft? What will it all look like at number 3? Because it's going to go quarterback. Does somebody trade into the spot where the Cardinals reside to take a third straight quarterback? And then what do the Colts do? Do we have 4 straight quarterbacks to start this draft?
Yes, I think so.
And if that happens, then guess what? You're going to see Will Anderson. You're going to see most likely Jalen Carter, despite everything going on off the field with him. And then him, when he was seen last on the field, didn't even impress at a pro day, which is bizarre. Then you got offensive linemen. And then who's going to go and take Jordan Addison? Mm-hmm. This is the question that's I can't wait to have answered. If I'm not mistaken, it is 1 month from tonight.
4 weeks.
Yes, sir. Kansas City.
Let's go.
Let's roll.
Let's roll, baby.
I will be in the great state of Missouri. I might even cross into the Kansas state line just to say hello to people.
Oh, that's nice of you.
The people.
I'm a giver. I'm a giver like
we'll
that.
We the people.
So I can't wait. It's going to be dynamite. This is how we're rolling today. Congratulations to the Kings fans. By the way, can you put up the NBA Western Conference standings one more time here? Look who's 11th on the list now, a full game behind the Thunder, the Mavericks.
What a disaster.
I mean, what in the holy... Chris?
What a disaster.
Let's just say this here. Hold on a second here. Let's just linger here. Keep this up on the screen if you don't mind. If I'm not mistaken, once upon a time, the head coach of the Lakers, Darvin Ham, when the Lakers were sitting 11th, said they could want to get up to the 6th spot. Mm-hmm. And you were like, forget it. 6th spot with the Mavericks. The Mavericks are now 11th. The Lakers are now 8th.
Game and a half back.
And the Warriors are 6. 3 up above 500 and they could get caught by the Lakers. This is a feasibility big time. Lakers are back to 500 for the second time. Last time they were at 500 was just the other day. LeBron comes back and the Bulls curb stomp him. But Kyrie last night said he didn't think he'd be playing for the play-in tournament when he got acquired by the Dallas Mavericks.
Well, play better.
Play better.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I'm just wondering, is there any fan base that's playing a small violin for Kyrie Irving the loudest than the Boston Celtic fan base? I think not. Oh, there it is. You're playing it right now. Like, you could say it right
it's
there.
It's like so tiny.
These Celtics fans. There you go. I can't believe what's happening to him. I thought it would take a while to work, but I didn't think they would have the bottom fall out and miss the playoffs entirely.
It's a bummer because we love Luka, and I love watching him play, and I want to see him in the playoffs. But
I mean, that's great that you love him and all, but like, I don't know where the surprise is. Look at this team on paper. This isn't a championship team.
No, but they shouldn't be.
It wasn't a championship team.
They shouldn't be 11th.
Well, they were 6th when they made the trade, and you'd figure that they would, you know, improve to at least a home playoff position for the first round. Durant came back last night. He struggled a little bit.
A little bit.
But
hey, let's give props where props is due to Russell Westbrook last night, who went back in the way back machine, scored 36 and 10 and led the Clippers with no Paul George and no Kawhi.
There you go. Okay, bud. And he also, the latest player on the NBA to call over a member of the officiating crew to eject a fan.
That's insane. These guys need to knock that off.
What, fans?
No, the players.
Well, you have no idea what's being said, do you?
None whatsoever.
Play basketball. Like, come on.
You have no idea what's being said, do you? I would love to know. I'd love to know the exact thing. But let's put a pin in it. We've got a guest who's sitting in our green room. Let's bring him out. His name is Jordan Addison. He is... odds on to be the first wide receiver having his name called at the NFL draft in Kansas City 1 month from tonight.
Yeah.
And he's about to stroll into our studio. Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated after him. And then in hour three in studio, Coach Beard, Brendan Hunt of the brilliant hit show Ted Lasso. That's how we're rolling to our first break. Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1/4 moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold.
It's WrestleMania season, and the Podcast Heat Network has you covered.
Woo! Podcast Heat has shows featuring many of your favorite wrestlers and personalities leading up to the Showcase of the Immortals.
The Showcase of the Immortals. And talking about the results afterwards.
And now it's not just WrestleMania being a day, it's a week. I don't know if there's anything quite like it in another form of entertainment.
There's not.
Get into the WrestleMania spirit with the Podcast Heat Network.
Woo!
Wherever you listen.
I'm on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network along with the Roku Channel live stream. Sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Thrilled to have here in studio one of the top wide receiving prospects available in this year's draft. Once upon a time from the University of Pittsburgh, out here now with USC, the pride of Frederick, Maryland. None other than Jordan Addison right here in the Rich Eisen Show in studio. Good to see you, Jordan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. What's the deal? What's the deal?
You tell me what the deal is. What is the deal? You tell me. What's going on with you?
We are at the Eisen Show right now.
We are? You can bring that closer to you if you want. There you go. You're just chilling out here right now. How many visits have you had already so far?
I ain't had none. They start in a couple weeks.
Okay. So, you know, we're 1 month from the draft, mm-hmm. tonight. And so who are you planning on seeing in person? Who do you got already?
I'm planning on seeing everybody, really, but I got a couple lined up. I got to go out to New England next week. So that's where I'm going to start at.
That's your first one is New England?
Yeah, that's where I'm starting at.
This guy.
Please, please come to New England.
That's a Patriot fan right over there.
I beg of you, Jordan. We need you.
Yeah, but that would work for you, I imagine, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna sit. Did you meet with New England at the combine? Did you sit?
Yeah,
with
I had a formal with them.
Okay,
I had a formal with New England at the combine. That went well.
So, what's a formal at the combine with the New England Patriots like? Can you paint the word picture for me? Were you in a room with Bill Belichick?
No, I wasn't in a room with Bill Belichick. I think my first encounter with New England was different from everybody else's because I only had a couple scouts in there. It wasn't like a full room.
Okay.
So it was just a little bit different. The vibe was a little bit different.
Okay. So.
Yeah, so it's not how you thinking like, okay, Bill Belichick in there. No, it wasn't like that.
Okay. So, but I imagine you will meet Bill in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. Well, how do you think that's going to go?
I'm not going to determine how it's going to go. I'm just going to see once I get there.
Okay. And then who else are you going to, that you have a formal with? You got anybody else that you have a formal with?
That I already
that,
did?
No, that you're going to go to a pro, I'm sorry, a sit down in-person visit later
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I got a couple that I'm going to after that, but I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
I ain't going to say no more. I'm
okay.
Just going to say no more.
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, the Patriots are clearly looking at you. And So what do you bring to the table for a National Football League team? Jordan Addison.
What I bring to the table, consistency, just a different mindset, the will to win, and I'm just somebody that's going to do it, whatever it takes to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Who was your guy growing up that you admired, that you want to model your game off
of?
Yeah.
A couple guys I watched were Stephon Diggs and Calvin Ridley. So those are my two main guys that like go back and watch.
Right. Well, Diggs is, you know, Mr. Maryland as well.
You know, Mr. Maryland.
Yeah, it's what he is. You know, I mean, he was a big time Terp and Bucky Brooks, my colleague at the NFL Media Group, has you being chosen by the Buffalo Bills. Like, what would it mean for you to be a teammate of Stephon Diggs if that happens, Jordan?
It mean a lot. Both of us on them outsides is gonna get crazy out there.
Mm-hmm. So, have you met Stephon Diggs? Have you ever met him? Spoken to him?
No, I ain't never really. I mean, I met him when I was younger. He was at Good Counsel. I was playing for Montgomery Village, so I see him a couple of times, but I never really officially met him, though.
Okay. So let's talk about your journey here. I've got Jordan Addison right here in studio on the Rich Eisen Show, one of the top wide receivers available in this year's draft. So you're from Maryland, and you wound up going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
So originally I was going to go to University of Maryland. I was going to stay home, but coaching staff had changed at Maryland. Incident happened, so the receiver coach that recruited me at Maryland, he ended up going to Pitt. And then by his second day on the job, he ended up calling me again from a new school, offering me that same scholarship. So I was like, I'm finna go down to Pittsburgh with him.
Okay.
And then that's how that happened. It took off from there.
Well, you know, many times the Steelers wind up taking kids from Pittsburgh, not just because it's the home school, but because you share a facility.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have their eye on you in a way that you wouldn't think that they did.
Right.
And that's part of the reason why Kenny Pickett wound up there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did you meet Tomlin? Did you ever cross paths with Mike when you were there?
I sat down next to him one time on the bench, like after our practice. They was coming out to practice to warm up.
Yeah.
We didn't really say too much. We was just watching the practice, watching them warm up. And that's just how that went. It wasn't nothing crazy.
There's no chit chat?
Yeah,
no
just something small, but it wasn't nothing crazy.
You know. He's very personable. You could have said hello to him. You know, he would have probably said hello back to you.
Nah, we talked, but like just saying, it wasn't no really like intense conversation. It was just like, what's up?
Did you ever connect with Larry Fitzgerald while you were in Pittsburgh?
Nah, I seen him one time after our game, though, but I never got a chance to connect with him in Pittsburgh.
Okay. So then what happened to send you out here to Southern California? Where did that come about, Jordan?
All right, so After my freshman year, when I had got there, the receiver coach that recruited me there, he had left.
Mm-hmm.
He took a job with the Chargers. And then we had got a new receiver coach, Coach Marion. Had a great year with him.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of my best years, I feel like, my sophomore season. After the ACC championship, he ended up taking the job somewhere else, and then our OC ended up leaving. And then that's where that conversation started at.
So it's just a lot of changes of people who you were comfortable with, brought you there, they left.
Right.
And so you left. And USC, you knock on their door, they knock on your door? I mean, how did you wind out here in Southern California?
I came out here. I came looking out here. I started talking to the QB, to Caleb Williams, and then it took off.
Well, I imagine the minute you talk to Caleb Williams, that's all she wrote, right? I mean, he's... How give me an idea of how special he is. There's so many people who already have him on the radar screen for next year.
Jordan?
I mean, the film speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you meet him in person, just his character and how he act, it's just he stand on business.
How does he act? Can you give me a description of how what that means?
Just mature. He's a mature young man who got his goals lined out and he trying to chase them.
Mm-hmm. How and what about Lincoln Riley as an HC? How did he help bring your game to the fore, do you think, in any way, shape, or form?
He helped me stay consistent. Like, we all had a set schedule, and if we got off that schedule at any moment, we going to slow up.
Mm-hmm.
So he just showed me what it takes to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Jordan Addison right here on the Rich Eisen Show in person getting ready for the draft 1 month from tonight. Where are you going to be? Are you in Kansas City?
I'm in KC.
You're going?
I'm in KC.
Who's coming with you?
Family. Who probably a close friend.
What do you got?
Let's
shout him out. Who's coming with you?
I don't know. I don't got that. Oh, yeah, I ain't got okay. it all yet. I'm still
all right,
trying
I'm
to
sorry.
Figure it out.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
I just figured you already got it
yeah,
done.
Nah,
you don't
nah.
know how many tickets you get? Or
nah,
just,
I'm okay. still waiting on all that.
Okay.
So that's going to change some stuff, but yeah.
So you know you're going to go.
Yeah, I'm going for sure.
Okay, you're
going
to be sitting in the green room. Do we know what you're wearing yet? Do we know that?
You trying to know everything. You
Jordan,
can't. You can't.
I mean,
this is what we do.
This is what, you know, this is what we do. And by the way, I've been at this a while.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I'm closing in on my 20th draft of, I know what's important and I know what can be planned out.
Yeah.
Do you? I mean, I'm not trying to put any pressure on you.
Oh, no, ain't no pressure on me. I got some fly planned out.
Okay.
Y'all gonna have to wait, though.
Well, I mean,
I gotta wait,
hold on
though.
A second. Like, what can you tell me?
I might tell you off camera.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
But so you have this planned?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You don't know who's gonna be there?
Nah, not yet. Not okay. officially. I got some people in mind, but.
Is what we're talking about.
And I gotta make sure they allowed to be there. Like, they can.
Okay.
They schedule.
Understood. But whatever you're going to wear, is it currently hanging somewhere in the closet?
Oh, no, it's still getting, like, prepared. And,
So it's custom. This is custom.
Yeah, it's custom.
Okay. Shoes as well? Custom shoes? Or is that?
No, I don't know what shoes I'm going to wear yet. Game time decision.
Yeah. Okay.
GTD, right?
Game time decision. Yeah. All right. You don't know who's coming. But you will be. That'll be pretty cool. What is it going to feel like for you, do you think, 1 month from tonight?
That's Jordan. What I'm still trying to figure out. Like, I probably won't never know until that moment happens.
Right.
I might feel like I'm going to feel some way, and then when my name get called, I might feel a whole different way. So,
well, then how long have you been dreaming about this then?
Since I started playing.
When did you start playing?
When I was 5 years old.
So when you were 5 years old, you thought to yourself,
after I scored my first touchdown, I'm like, I want to go to the league. And I just started writing first round down.
Where?
Just like in a notebook, or I'll write it down on a mini whiteboard that I had. Then I'll just leave that hanging up, first round.
So you were a six-year-old walking around with a whiteboard that says first round on it, hanging somewhere?
I ain't walking around.
No,
like,
I mean, but hanging it on your wall or something like that.
First round, going to class, third grade, draw what you want to be when you grow up, I'm drawing it.
Since
football,
first
NFL.
Round. First round.
Yeah.
So, this is a big moment. That's what I love about the draft is its dreams come true.
Mm-hmm.
Families who support for years, decades, dreams come true for everybody. That's going to be a huge moment when that phone rings, you know, when you look down. And
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
That's pretty cool. Okay. So now when I send you out into your day, what does the rest of the day look like for Jordan Addison? What do you got? What's the rest of your day looking like?
Right Workout. Now?
Okay, what's that workout like?
Get some good food. It just depends on the day.
What's today? Today's Thursday. Is it leg day? Is today leg day?
Today, yeah.
Okay.
Today, nah. Today a light day.
Today's a light day.
Light day.
By the way, every day is a light day for me, in case you're wondering. It's a light
every
day
Every day
me.
A light day?
Every day's a light day for me, especially since I'm running my 40-yard dash 3 weeks from tomorrow. Oh, my God, it's 2 weeks from tomorrow. 2 weeks from Saturday. I'm not
so
ready
are
for
you
this.
Gonna start? I'm,
what you running? You running?
My man's 4.4. Like, he could give you some tips. That's all.
What'd you run at the combine?
I run the 4.49.
Yeah, you did.
4.4. We round down.
Okay, we round down. What am I gonna run in?
What you running? Your time.
First of all, Jordan, we've just met. I run in my suit. You could see the show logo. That's me running in my suit. So I run in a suit. You run in your uniform. That's my uniform.
Right.
So I run in a suit.
I got you.
And so aerodynamically, I already have the odds
the deck stacked against me. And it's a great excuse when I run slow. If I run 6 seconds, I'd be very happy. And by the way, I'm running at the Rose Bowl.
Your suit not custom?
It is. It's hanging in the closet. It's not off the rack. You know, it's been tailored. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're running in a Rose Bowl. It might be a little faster.
What? Is the Rose Bowl a faster track?
It feel like it.
I was there that night.
It feel like
that
it.
Went damn straight it did. That game was 50 million to 50 million. There you are in the Rose Bowl. Did you catch the first touchdown of that game? I think you did. Did you not? For USC? I think you did.
First receiving touchdown, probably, yeah.
Okay, very good. All right. You got a question there, TJ?
I
do.
Jordan, so just a quick question. I think most of us would like to be in this position that you're in. So the question is, when that first check comes, right, is there something in particular that you have your eye on that you want to buy? Like,
the answer is yes. The question is he going to answer?
Can you answer?
He can answer. The question is, will he?
Yeah, I got something particular I'm trying to buy.
What do you got?
Because it's coming, Jordan. It's not like you don't want to say it out loud.
Hold on. He was about to. He's thinking.
I got to buy my mom a place.
Good answer. Good answer.
So he's clapping for himself right there.
As he should.
You can buy your mom a place.
Yeah.
Where is she currently? Is she in the Mid-Atlantic?
She's in Maryland right now.
She's in Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So is she going to buy a place in Maryland, or is she going to come to the city where you're at?
God doesn't even
wherever
know where
she wanted.
Okay, where
I'm
she
just
wanted.
Saying, like, say he goes to Buffalo. Is mom coming to Buffalo?
I guess it would depend on where he goes, right?
Wherever she wanted it.
There you go.
I love that.
Okay. Now then, great answer. That's why we clapped, because it's a beautiful thing that you want to take care of your mom, because she's been taking care of you. It's a beautiful thing. It's unbelievable. Now then. What about you? There is an I in Addison. There may not be one in Jordan, but this is a me moment. This is a you moment.
I gotta go get me a nice whip. Fast whip.
Fast whip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not too fast though.
Any particular whip?
Nah.
Okay.
One that goes 65 speed limit.
You know, of course. Please, we gotta make sure it's all good, because you're gonna go to the league. You're gonna dominate.
What kind of car you got?
That's an off-air conversation.
You got a truck?
No,
I don't have a truck. I've got a whip.
Jordan, you need to talk to this man.
I've got an electric whip.
He's got a nice whip.
Oh, yeah.
You probably walked right by.
I'm off the grid. It's nice. I'm off the grid.
It's nice whip.
I'll show it to you.
You let it drive by itself?
No. Let me tell you something about what I do for a living. I'm a control freak. This right now, I feel like I'm controlling the interview, right? I ask you a question, you answer it. Right now, you're flipping the script.
No.
It's all right. Micah Parsons once took this chair from me. It's all right. I'm fine with that. It's just like, I'm a control freak. So I will not let a car drive me, ever. Like, ever. I will never let a car drive me. I know it's the 21st century, but no. My hands will be on a wheel. You know, maybe not 10 and 2, but it'll be there.
California, baby.
That's
hands
true.
At midnight.
Oh, God, forget it. You're crazy. Listen, congratulations in advance. Yeah. It's great to meet you. Say hi to Belichick for me, will you? When you sit down with him, that's the first thing. Rich Eisen said hello.
There you go.
That's called an icebreaker.
That's a good one.
It's an icebreaker.
Good icebreaker.
I was on Rich's show. He says hello.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that.
Okay. And so the thing is that if he warms up, all good. If he doesn't, it's a problem for you and me. That's what I'm saying. Okay? Hey, Rich Eisen says hello.
So this is 50-50?
I wouldn't say it's a coin flip. I'd say, what is it, 70-30?
Now, Bill and you are friends.
Yeah.
Obviously, work together.
Yeah.
He comes in the booth at the combine
He's giving money to my charity for
He'll
my
be
run.
Very receptive.
Yeah, I think we're good.
I'm not sending you down a path.
Right. Except the one that is a gold-plated path to success with your whip and your career and your mom's new spot.
Yeah.
Very excited for you. Nice to meet you, Jordan.
Thanks. Good to meet you,
too. What's your Twitter? What's your Instagram? Let's get that out. What do you got?
My Twitter, ESPN_Jordan.
ESPN?
Yeah.
Why?
What you mean?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, do you work for them? What is that? Okay.
I'll be on there, though.
Okay, very good.
There we go.
All right.
I'll be on ESPN.
All right. This just in, Jordan. You're also going to be on NFL Network, so you're going to be in the NFL now.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool. Congratulations. And what is your Instagram?
Addison.
Three N's. At Addison with...
ADDISO.
And three N's. Okay. Let's everybody follow him. Don't forget... The third, and at the very end. Good to see you here, Jordan Addison. That's Jordan Addison right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're back. We'll talk about Anthony Richardson Pro Day and what that is all about before Albert Breer joins us. Back here on our terrestrial radio network, Sirius XM and Odyssey, along with our Roku channel live stream. I just love meeting new kids coming into the NFL and finding out about their stories. I've done it for 20 years. It's truly one of my favorite parts of the job at NFL Network is meeting rookies-to-be and finding out about them and wishing them the best and hoping they have long and happy careers. It's pretty cool. That was nice chatting with Jordan Addison right there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Anthony Richardson Pro Day today, the fourth and final Pro Day of one of the first round quarterbacks. We're expecting four of them, and we can get four of them in a row. Who knows? We might get a fifth later on. I don't know.
Rich Eisen, have you seen some of these throw videos yet?
I have seen some of the throw videos from Anthony Richardson, and we knew it would be impressive. We knew he would look impressive. He did at the combine. And all that was just three straight throws in a row to guys he didn't know in drills he hadn't run yet, and then get to the back of the line and then show up about 3 minutes later, do it again, and that would be the end of the drill for most parts. Now you're seeing 45, 50, 60 throws by him in his home spot, and he just looks the part. He does. And we heard the other day from Frank Reich saying that his tape has first overall screaming all over it. And he is really, really enticing. It's just that he didn't have the wins and the losses. And we asked him about that last month right after, or is it still earlier this month when he was on the Monday after the combine that he, you know, blew up with his performance. And he had an interesting response to that about how it's a team game and that shouldn't be held against him. And you could seek it out on our YouTube page or the Rich Eisen Show collection page right here on the Roku channel. It's our video on demand service. The question is does he supplant CJ Stroud or Bryce Young? And that's a tall order, one would think.
Or who's going to three to get him?
Now you're talking, Christopher. Because this is the O. Henry-like plot twist to the Pro Day week that started two Tuesdays ago, I guess, is when C.J. Stroud went first, and then the next day Bryce Young went, and the day after that Will Levis went. And each time we saw the Carolina Panthers brass hug it out, I think C.J. Stroud won the dap contest. He got the most dap from the Carolina Panthers staff, including a hot mic picking up quarterbacks coach Josh McCown, telling him about, you know, finding a place for him. Was it to play golf or something? When he gets a place in Charlotte? That was the phrase. When you get a place in Charlotte. It's a hot mic that caught him saying that. And then, of course, the night before, the Tepper family and everyone else took the prospects out to dinner. C.J. Stroud dinner, night before C.J. Stroud Pro Day, and then night of the C.J. Stroud Pro Day, fly to Alabama to take out Bryce Young to dinner, and then Bryce Young's Pro Day, night of that, fly to Kentucky to take Will Levis out to dinner. Well, last night, there was no dinner for the Panthers and Anthony Richardson. They just had a flat-out meeting. It's because he had a different dinner date. His dinner was with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, baby.
Now talk about a little plot twist.
Oh, baby.
Now then.
Come on.
Don't know. You can have two dinners. I mean, look, the guy.
Hey, he's a growing young man.
He's a growing young man. You know, I'm just going to have, he doesn't strike me as that I'll just have some bread here and a drink and then move on to the next spot. That's the way I would have handled it. But I'm also a 53-year-old man who can't run. I'm assuming he just had a meeting with them and then he had the sit-down dinner with the Raiders.
The the spring wind is a seafood tower. I'll have the steak. I'll have the steak sandwich and the steak sandwich. So here you go. Yes. The Raiders took him out to dinner. And boy, does that just fascinate me. Now, how did this happen? First things first. What does this mean for the draft? Are they thinking of moving up to 3 to go get Anthony Richardson? Because if they move up to 3,
please do it.
Then the Cardinals just move down to 7, and I think the Cardinals would be just fine with that if they could just stockpile picks.
One of their top defenders anyway.
Because, again, if it goes quarterback 4 straight picks to start the draft, then the Seahawks have the first overall pick in this draft. They do. Then they have anybody that's not a quarterback. And clearly, you know, you heard when Pete Carroll joined us on this show a couple weeks ago saying that they are absolutely in the market of kicking tires on the quarterbacks and looking at all the quarterbacks because they don't plan on picking 5 again anytime soon. So maybe you do take a look-see, but they might have to trade up to get one of these guys. Do they move up the 2 spots? Because the Raiders are having dinner with Richardson and they don't want to be beaten out on Richardson. If you fall in love with Richardson and you feel the Panthers and the Texans are going to go Stroud and Young in whatever order you wind up taking them, then are the Seahawks interested in moving up? Did the Colts just move up 1 spot? Because the Cardinals, again, are not in the market for a quarterback. Theirs is coming back from a knee injury. He's theirs. Kyler Murray. And if Murray isn't theirs, guess what? They're going to be in a position to lose a ton of games this year. And Caleb Williams is sitting out there, and maybe Kyler Murray winds up in the Josh Rosen position. Wouldn't that be wild? That's a huge contract to trade, though, with somebody coming off of a knee injury. But that is for another day. The Raiders took Anthony Richardson out to dinner. The Raiders had a hole to do. Just think about that. What would Anthony Richardson in the silver and black in Las Vegas, Nevada look like once Jimmy G is all done with his tenure there? Because if you feel that the young man that looked like Adonis, right, and threw it all over the place today in Gainesville, Florida, needs more time, well, then Jimmy G's your perfect bridge quarterback, isn't he? Isn't he, Chris?
Yes,
he is. All of this makes sense, doesn't it?
It all makes sense. And then, look, you can even start Jimmy G. Say Jimmy G makes it through the whole year this year healthy. You could even start him next year. And then if he gets off to a, you know, slow start, you're 2-4, whatever, bam. Kid sat for a year. He's ready to go.
And then there's Davante Adams and our friend from yesterday, Jacoby Myers, and everyone else.
Everybody else.
And then you want to take a battle. You want a battle position in the AFC West with Herbert and Mahomes and Russell. You got yourself your difference maker with a huge ceiling in Anthony Richardson. I kind of dig it. I kind of dig it. And then, of course, you got to sit here and wonder, did the Raiders get in to the dinner position with Richardson before the Panthers were able to do it? Because the Panthers have taken everyone to dinner. And they all were ready to take a dinner with the Panthers, too. But Richardson took the dinner with the Raiders. Now, it's possible that he had, an appetizer with the Panthers and then saved up for dinner with the Raiders. Entirely possible. Because he did meet with the Panthers. But it's just like, how did they get position on the Panthers? And it's easy. Just look at the head coach from the coach's photograph.
What's wrong with you?
What do you think? Wow. This guy's not going to get position? Look at him. He's out shouldering Kyle Shanahan and Arthur Smith, who's on tomorrow's show.
Wow.
And I can't wait to ask Arthur all these questions about this photograph that I'm sure he considers nonsense.
Oh, he will not be into answering those. That's fine.
It's too bad. But
still going to ask.
It's too bad.
Of course, McDaniels is getting position if he wants it. His big shoulders. Look at him.
Yeah.
That's it. That's basically, if this was a meme, he's the Raiders. And Shanahan and Arthur Smith are the Panthers looking to pick up a dinner check. Sorry, you're boxed out.
plow.
I guarantee you no other show is thinking this way. This is just probably us. Right. It's just us. It's our DNA. But they took him to dinner, man. Anthony Richardson is a Raider. And then who else? Is it Seattle? Right? Could the Lions fall in love with him and move up? Because they don't want to choose sixth overall again either. And I know Goff has been terrific there. Do the Colts move up? What the hell are they doing? They need a quarterback, right? Right? And Lamar sitting out there too. This is truly one of the most fascinating quarterback carousels we've seen in a long time, because there's four really talented kids and a lot of quarterback needy teams close enough to either draft them straight up or trade up. Because the Raiders going from 7-3 is not that far away where the Cardinals will be like, yeah, we don't want to trade down with you. That's a perfect spot for the Cardinals to trade down to 7, get a bunch of draft choices, and the Raiders get their guy who they want to light up that Vegas strip while Jimmy G takes care of business to keep them viable and playoff worthy until that time. And then Jimmy G will be like, really? Somebody's going to trade up to 3 again to choose a quarterback and I'm sitting here? Well, at least he's got a certain ranch to fall back on. Costs him nothing. If he wants.
Yeah.
Albert Breer is going to join us, give his 2 cents on all of this when we come back.
Breer.
Okay, here's Richardson's last throw at his pro day. Let's see it. What do we got here? Okay, it's Tom Pelissero. Oh, it's faking. No, I still have it. I'm rolling out. And then I am just going to show it off. Oh, my God. Does that hit the ceiling?
No. Boom. This wasn't the ceiling one. But that did go 74 yards.
Did it?
No, it did not.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, and then this.
Oh!
And then backflip.
Oh, boy. Oh, okay. And then everyone else does it?
Oh.
Oh, and they turn it to the Blue Man Group. Perfect for Vegas. Well, they don't do that. Cirque du Soleil.
Sorry, I was going to say, yeah, that's more athletic than the Blue Man.
Little Cirque. 74 yards. Oh, baby.
So show that again. Show that again. So here we go. I'm going to fake this pitch. Yeah. Nope, I still have it. Oh, that's a nice little move, a little okey-doke.
So throws
then
from
throw
the
it forever in a day. It comes down. It's a perfect dart. And then I'm going to celebrate by running down the field. And then whoop-dee-doo.
Look at the height.
Stuck the landing this time. At the combine, he did not. Okay.
I'm sticking with my story. He's going number one.
You
That's
think
my
so?
Prediction.
That was one of the rumors at the combine, too, after the quarterbacks worked out, is Richardson could go number one.
I'm just going by the 6'4" size. I
got it. But Stroud, 6'3", and his throws were remarkable, and he doesn't have
more big game experience.
Of course.
Because Richardson doesn't have a lot of.
Of course. And good thing for Stroud is the Wolverines don't play in the pros. So.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Get your man, Chris.
Oh, I cracked myself up.
Get your man.
Come get your boy.
Hilarious.
It's WrestleMania season, and the Podcast Heat Network has you covered.
Woo!
Podcast Heat has shows featuring many of your favorite wrestlers and personalities leading up to the Showcase of the Immortals.
The Showcase of the Immortals. And talking about the results afterwards.
And now it's not just WrestleMania being a day, it's a week. I don't know if there's anything quite like it in any form of entertainment.
There's not.
Get into the WrestleMania spirit with the Podcast Heat Network.
Woo!
Wherever you listen.